Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Totoro, live from Dan Totoro Broadcast Media, Black Tie Entertainment, Toby Keith's, and Destiny USA, with all four former Syracuse Orange football captains, Mackie McPherson, Jerome Smith, Marquis Spruill, Jay Bromley. I want to switch gears. I want to stay with the grill, but I want to change it up. Did you guys ever get a chance to, number one, cook yourselves at any of these events? That's the first question. Second question is, who would be... Yeah, Jerome, you're right. Who would be the best cook out of the four of you, and I want to know why. What would you, for the people sitting in here right now, if you had an opportunity to go back to the grill here at Toby Keith's, what would you make? I want to know who would be the best. I want to start with Jay.
Let's just go flat out and just say I'm going to be the best cook. Let's go ahead and put that in the air. But Mackie would be next, hands down. I've cooked with Mackie before. We were roommates before. We've threw down before. It's real.
Okay. So, what would you make?
We made steak. We made steak with rice and pepper steak actually with rice. And I've made like steak sandwiches for like a Super Bowl little thing. I mean, I'll make some steak sandwiches if that's the case. Let's do it.
All right, Marquis. I want to know if you would be the best at doing this, and what would you make?
He loves animals too much. He won't cook.
Would you make a vegetarian dish for us?
No, I'm nowhere near vegetarian. I don't care what nobody say. I love animals, but that's when they're alive. After they're dead and all of that, I have nothing to do with it. It's food. It's food. I don't think, you know, I can cook, but they're taking, like, classes, I think, like cooking classes. So I'm not sure how fair it gets them to. I know I'll probably be better than Mackie. I don't know. Mackie looks like he eats, though, so... I don't know. I might be at the bottom of the totem pole for this one. I'm not going to lie.
What would you make?
Back
if you,
there?
If you had a choice.
Anything? No. I would make...
You said Mackie likes to eat, so if you could give Mackie one more meal, and that was it for the rest of his life, what would you give him?
Air. Water and air.
Yeah. Offense, defense, staying alive here. Jerome, I got to know from you now. If you're the chef in the room, what are you making, and why are you the best?
If I was making some, I would definitely make steak and macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
So cliche, man.
And I know I am the best cook. Experience-wise, I got the most experience. I mean, I'm confident. I know I gotta cook everybody in this line, including you.
Including me.
Including you.
I'm feeling some
heat. And I cook at home. My fiance is here now. She can vouch for me that I do cook a lot. She's right over there.
Fiance where?
She's right here. There you go.
Ah.
So she can vouch for me that I can make. So you said you had the most experience. How many years have you been cooking?
Here you go.
Well, I want to know.
Well, first, if it was just me and Jay, I was in the hospitality before, huh?
Like one semester.
True.
And my mom owns a catering business, and that's what we've been doing for the last 10 years.
Your mom owns the catering business.
I've been working with her since my freshman year, or since she started the business.
Okay. All right, so steak would be the test between me and Jerome. Mackie, you heard from Jay that he's got confidence in you over here. Marquis thinks that he's last. Jerome thinks he's better than everybody. Where do you put yourself, and what are you making for us?
I don't know. I've never thrown down with Marquis or Jerome, but I've thrown down with Bromley. I know he can cook. I don't know. I feel like I don't know where I'd line up in this. Probably in the middle. You know, Jerome's been doing this for a while, and Jay's a hospitality major too. If I was a cook, I'd probably make the same thing I usually make when I cook. It'd be probably steak with peppers, onions, saute it with white rice.
Wait. See, this is where I get confused at, because y'all say y'all like good cooks, and you cooking regular steak. Anybody can cook steak.
Well, I don't have a filet mignon at my disposal, but
you know what I made one time. I made bourbon glazed salmon with rice pilaf and a vegetable
sauce. I cooked lobster macaroni and cheese before.
And y'all talking about steak?
I'm just going to throw this out there. Just because it sounds fancy doesn't mean it tastes good.
But it was good, though. I vouched for it.
Just
I marinated
saying.
It 24
rice
hours.
Pilaf?
I made the bourbon sauce myself. I made it from scratch.
He said if we went in there and went on the grill right now, what would you make?
Right.
And
now.
You just tell me, that's so cliche, you would pick steak on the grill. That's follow directions.
But it just sounds whack to me. I'm just saying. That just sounds
just because you're not a cook, so you really don't.
You don't really not appreciate it.
I don't appreciate
it. What are you talking
food?
About?
I'm not talking about art. You could appreciate art. I don't appreciate your
art. That's what I look at, the art and things. Right. That was a beautiful dish I made.
Art by a blind man.
Beautiful dish. I don't care what you say.
So Marquise, are you one of the people that, after you make the meal, before you eat it, that you
take
a picture?
I take a picture, put it on Instagram.
Okay, I do that too. Yes. All right, so I'm there with you. I take a picture of it too. I want to remember what I made. So you would all make steak, but maybe you would make, what was it, the salmon?
Well, maybe not, because he did catch me on the question thing. I wasn't listening, but
okay.
I don't think I would make just a regular steak, though. I would have to do something different, man. Just something.
Of course.
Try something different, something new, something you never.
Steak sauce, all that. Talking about
what you talking about? I ain't talking about putting up with no steak. What you talking about?
So we'll have a steak off. We'll have to do that at some point.
You can't go wrong with a good
but
steak.
But I do want to ask about personalities here, because we heard about Marquise, the loudest laugh is what we've heard tonight so far.
kind of
we know about Jay's pickups and his many a girlfriend in this world.
Cousins. If we're going to be honest here, we're going to throw shots. We're going to say two things.
We know that
these two guys.
Whoa.
That's all I got to say.
Let the man finish his question.
He was about to go. Don't go there.
We know that Jerome has joked about a lot of things. We joked about the 40 time. You got that down. Got that where you want it to be. And we've heard from everyone that Mackie is more of a stone that is just kind of silent most of the time. So personality-wise, I want to know, because you all laugh, you all joke around. I want to know the funniest thing that you guys have witnessed on the team. It doesn't have to be from you guys. It could be from coaches, players. But what was one of the funniest moments that you had while you were on the team? Because, I mean, with Tim Dallas, we talked about him. I know with DeAndre, a lot of guys like to laugh on the team. So I'll start with Mackie.
This is kind of what Andrew Tiller would say when my last name saved my life. I was a sophomore. We were going into, I think, our fourth game of the season. And this is back when Coach Marone was here at Syracuse. So we weren't having a great Thursday practice, and Coach Marone usually put a lot of the offensive production on the offensive line. And since we weren't having a very good practice, he was kind of giving a fired-up speech to the offensive line at the time. And so I reach for a water bottle, and the trainer gives me the water bottle upside down. I'm reaching for it upside down like this, and when I go to squirt the water, the side where the water is actually coming out is facing Coach Marone. So when I squirt the water, it goes all over his face. And this is while he's yelling at us. And it was, I thought I was going to get kicked off the team or kicked out of practice or something, because it looked like I did it on purpose, you know. Meanwhile, Justin Pugh and Mike Hay are behind him about to die of laughing. And then Shebane and Tiller are right next to me, and they're trying to, like, not laugh because he's just staring right at me, ready to kill me. So I get a towel, and I start, like, wiping his face off. And he's like, you know, he says a few words I can't say on the radio, but, you know, he takes out, like, I got it myself. And I thought I was done for at that point. But that's probably the funniest thing that's happened since I was here that I can remember, at least something I've been involved in.
See, I like that. I like that. Here you go. Okay. I'm going to let Jerome think about it, but that was a good one, Mackie. You take the award right now. I'm going to bring it over to Marquise. Funniest moment that you've had on the team. And they say you like to laugh a lot, so what's one of the funniest moments?
I was about
moments?
To say, there's no way. There wasn't. There's no way possible there could be a funniest moment with this team. Like, it's no way possible. No way. I can tell you something that was really funny, though. I remember DN we had, Max Blue. And this was during a double session. So they had him on defense the first practice. They brought him inside, talked to him. He came back outside in a green jersey. He played offense, tight end. Well, okay. and we have this thing on defense to whistle. You get to the ball, chop your feet, clap, get back to your spot. So Brandon Sharp, he was here. He leveled, I'm talking about, he put Max to sleep. Max got up with a green jersey on, doing two whistles with the defense. Because he was so out of it. He was just out of it. He was just chopping. Break. He realized, he's like, oh. It was so funny. I will never forget that.
So Max Ballou getting knocked out. And yeah. Forgetting what his name was.
Nah, you're right. Mackie. No, you're going here. I'll be here.
And Mackie McPherson spraying Doug Marrone in the face and trying to wipe off his face, which I think made it even better. Jay, give me a moment.
Like he said, it's hard. It's always things to laugh about. But I guess what runs in my head right now is just think about Coach Dowse. I probably got one of the funniest coaches, weirdest coaches on the team. Like this guy would come into the meeting room with his pants pulled up to his nipples.
Yo, what?
with his shorts pulled up to his nipples, and just be like, if you don't like it, you don't gotta look at me. And then he'll just be writing on the board and act like nothing's happening, or he'll be like, farts are funny. He's like, so he just fart.
Well, you said
all,
that there was a fart free room, right?
It's a fart free room. You just fart whenever you want it, and it would just smell horrible
it
the whole time.
Disgusting.
It would be disgusting.
I went in there to borrow a pen one time, and I thought I was in like a dump, like a garbage dump. It smelled so bad.
Did any of you guys, besides the defensive line room, did you have a fart free room, or did you witness anything like this before?
No.
Oh, hey. Wait. Go ahead.
Prince Tyson. He I don't know what's wrong with him. He got something going on with him. But when Prince Tyson decides he wants to pass gas, we kick him out of the meeting room. And he'll just get up and walk out and stand outside until he's done. And then we'll tell him to come back in. It's not cool.
Well, and I think it depends on your coach, too. Because I know with Coach Lee, he's like, He doesn't really care, but it's like he'd rather you not, you know. With Coach Morrison, anything went. He didn't care. He fart too. He just like Coach Dowse. He just
no. The funniest thing was my sophomore and freshman year with Coach Brumbaugh. Oh, he was the funniest. He was like a prima donna when it came to the room, keeping it clean. He had candles in the room to make it smell good. So he'll be sitting there watching film. Somebody would fart. He should be like, do that. He was like, why would you do that? If you got to pass gas, you get out of my room, baby. Okay?
I ain't playing with your big daddy. So this is a defensive line room, and they had the lights down low, candles lit for the linemen. I mean, what was this like?
It was great, honestly. We used to get snacks every Thursday.
That sounds like a Chandler Jones.
Snacks every Thursday?
His wife would bake brownies and Rice Krispies every Thursday before every game, and we'd be in there snacking. And like,
so, okay.
As long as you don't fart in the room, you good money. You ain't got to worry about it.
That's the luxury when you got Jason Brownlee and Chandler Jones.
This was true.
When you got that, you can do those type of things.
Okay, so I want to go to Jerome now. I gave you some time to think about it.
All right.
What do you got?
It was this year during Maryland. We were at the end of the game, and we were in 4 minute, and I'll be honest, I was really tired, and I was looking to the sideline for somebody to come in for me. It was probably like a minute left, and Terrell comes in the huddle, and he calls the same run play that we've ran 3 times in a row. I'm pretty sure the defense knows where it's going. I'm tired. I don't want the ball. So I look up, and the old linemen are all looking at me, and they're like, what's wrong, bro? I was like, bro, I'm so tired. Foy looks at me and said, you want to switch with me right now? In the middle of the huddle, and I just felt like that was one of the funniest times I had because we were winning. It was our fifth win, and we were one away from the ball. So I think that was one of our funnier moments in the huddle. We had some pretty funny times in the huddle. I mean, with having a younger quarterback, I think that's something we needed to do when we are in the huddle talking, just to keep him cool, let him know he's all right. I mean, for us, me and O-line, we had our own handshake. I'm sure he had his own handshake with O-line. So it was definitely that time to show how close we were and how funny we are, even in a serious moment where it's a minute left and we're up a little bit.
Now, before we take our break here on the third installment here with Wake Up Call with Dan Satora live at Toby Keith's Destiny USA with the four former captains, I'm going to put what I do on the line and ask you guys, because I know this has happened. I've been in the room before. I've heard these questions. What is the dumbest question you've ever been asked by someone in the media? Go ahead, Mackie.
This one happened this year. I'm not going to name off names, but it was. I'm pretty sure the guy wrote about it. The guy asked me what role I had in my grandfather's 1987 undefeated season while coaching here at Syracuse. And so I looked at him kind of blankly, and he was looking at me like, go ahead, answer the question. And so I was sitting there, I was like, okay, well, I was -5 when that season happened. When the 87, you know, I probably wasn't a thought in my mom or dad's eye, and I don't even know if they had met at that point. But, you know, I'd like to think that I was at least the future inspiration for that season. And that's probably the stupidest question I've ever heard. And it's from a reporter who he was able to make light of himself and make fun of himself for asking it. But it was kind of one of those things where you have to think about it for a second. Like, did he really just say that? Because I was sitting there, I was like, yeah, I was born in 92. I'm not 26. So that's what I had.
So the question about being -5 years old, Jerome, what was the dumbest question you've ever been asked?
I have two. I always have two. The number one thing, during training camp this year, I had a reporter ask me, did I think we were a good enough team to win 5 games? I paused for a second. Do you think I'm going to sit here and tell you no, that we don't have enough talent to win 5 games? I felt like that's the stupidest question ever asked. And my other stupid question is, did you want the ball more? Of course somebody would want the ball more. I'm sure everybody that does everything they do will want something more if that's what you do. So I think, are you guys going to win? And do you want the ball more? Stupidest questions.
Okay. Marquise, I want to ask you this question. Fully knowing that very recently you walked out and said, oh, I thought I was done with all this. So I'm going to ask you, what's the dumbest question you've ever been asked?
You know, I don't really have a dumbest question. I have, like, a question pet peeve. Like, when you ask somebody, how does it feel? Especially after a win. When you ask somebody, how does it feel to, you know, win this game and get Bowl eligible? Like, of course it feels great. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm mad. Because we won, I didn't play a lot. Like, what do you mean? Of course, I'm going to give you the answer you want. I hate that. I hate it when they ask me those questions. But to me, all questions are kind of, like, stupid. Because they ask questions that they know the answers to. They know the type of response they're going to get. So I ask it. Just to have it on paper? Just to have it on a recording? What? It's annoying to me. It's so annoying to me. I hate repetitive.
What else annoys you?
Well, I dislike repetitive questions and things that they know that they can answer themselves. Just simple things like that.
Have I ever? I don't think I have. Have I ever asked you?
No, not you. It's all right. It's more so the younger guys, the guys that don't come in with a tape recorder. They got the pen and pad. Like those guys, they kind of aggravating just a little bit. Well, you're great though. You're great though.
All right. Well, I'm happy that I didn't ever ask you how it felt to win a game.
No, you're still.
Jay, I want to ask you this question, and see what you have to say on this one.
I would probably say a question I got at the combine, like, how many in 1 minute can you name me how many different things you can do with like a paperclip?
And that was from the Cleveland Browns, correct?
Yeah. Just like some off-the-wall kind of like just make you think like, oh, I'm okay, what can I do with this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can do a lot with a paperclip.
Like, it was like a pointless question to me, you know what I mean? So that's probably like the weirdest question. That
you could clip paper, you could pick locks. You could,
huh? make a bobby pin. You can do all types of stuff.
You, but,
you gotta do it for a whole minute.
I'm gonna give you a minute.
No, I'll pass.
You had a couple.
Yeah, you thought you was the man for me.
I didn't know it was a whole minute. I thought, no.
Now, Jay, what did you say? How did you respond to the question?
I tried to answer as many as possible. Whether I said a paperclip, I don't know, get enough, you make a belt. I don't know. I was just trying to free ball it. I mean, just do what I can.
We know what he meant. We know what he meant.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
We know what he meant. It's a family show, but we got it.
Don't repeat it.
Well, I feel very honored that none of the questions that you guys addressed were questions that came from me, so I appreciate that. So thank you for that. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back for another installment here at Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora from Dan Tatora Broadcast Media, Black Tie Entertainment, Toby Keith's Inside Destiny USA, here with you with the four former Q's captains.
This installment of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt, as well as Job Corps, Honda City, FanHands.com, and DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSSIG Apparel.com, all one word. I would also like to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729, or stop into Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if, for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future. And also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Totoro broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to WC1950s through Dan Totoro Broadcast Media. Stay close to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at calldt. That's C-A-L-L-D-T to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Boreos at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake. That is the Dan Totoro Broadcast Media family. But this is not all. Episode 3 also comes to you on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop in the Listen In Lounge. Go to the More tab of wakeupcalldt.com, where many of you are right now, and click on Listen In Lounge for Episode 3. There's plenty more to come from Jay Bromley, Marquise Spruill, Jerome Smith, and Mackie McPherson. Laughing, talking about things that truly are important to each and every single one of us, talking about their time at Syracuse, their hopeful future in the NFL, family, friends, loved ones, each other, and a little bit more laughter as well. This is Wake Up Call with Dan Totoro on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, part of Dan Totoro Broadcast Media. God bless you, and we'll see you for Episode 3 shortly.